But the church really believes it's the community's space. It's not a narrowly defined space. It's for all people. There's an image or a phrase in the writings of the prophet Isaiah calls people that places should be a house of prayer for all people. We say we strive to be a community of hospitality, healing, and hope. And my prayer for tonight is that it is such a place for you, that we do provide you a hospitable place to be however you need to be. We say whoever you are, wherever you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. You're welcome to be how you need to be in this time. This time that it can be filled with great pain, which is why we strive to be a place of healing. And death of a loved one under any circumstances is the cause for pain. But when you layer in the scourge of addiction and often the reality of life cut short, the pains are just enormous, and we acknowledge that. And yet you're here to be about healing. And finally, a place of hope. Liberation theologian James Cone once said, "Without hope, you die." And then he said, "And there are a lot of dead people walking around out there." And so the response to the death of a loved one, when that response is hopelessness, then the world is suffering two deaths, not just one. And so I pray that this is a time in which you will find hope. Nothing easy about that. Nothing glib or simple about that, but I believe it's possible. And that's why we're so privileged to welcome you here and to host this very important occasion. So I pray that Creator surround you and bless you and walk alongside you during this time in whatever way you need to be.
Well, welcome everyone. Thank you to come to the sacred place in unity and remember those that were lost. But also a time to come together, as Phil was saying, of hope. I just really hope that all of us in recovery never lose the amazingness, the miracle that we're not on this list. I couldn't tell you how many times I overdosed because I don't know. And I couldn't tell you how many times I thought I was never gonna make it, but here I am. Addiction that doesn't discriminate, but neither does recovery. And so I think it's really a time to come together, not just in unity to remember our loved ones, but also to remember in years past, we weren't able to come together because of the stigma and the shame associated with our loss. And I know for myself, you know, I sat in silence to be angry and be in fear and that shame and that guilt and all of those things that come when losing a loved one to addiction. And I'm here to say that day has come, that the silence has to end. And I really, truly believe it has ended, not just in our community, but across the state. And we get to be the ones to utilize that pain and the suffering and the tragedy and just the frustrations of not having the proper support, possibly, or not having the funding or not having the recovery entities in place, that we get to come together today and every day and be the ones to step out and say no more, no more. No more are we gonna allow those things to happen. No more are we going to sit back and say, yes, this happened, and we're not gonna let the bad policies stand in place. We're gonna stand up, we're gonna come together, we're gonna suit up, and we're gonna do that together. You know, one of the things, as someone in long-term recovery, and my name is Kara Nelson, and I haven't taken a drink or a drug since June 1st, 2011, it's also afforded me opportunity to be a mother, to be a change maker, to pull others out of darkness, just like someone pulled me out of darkness. To say, somebody said to me, she's worth it, she's the one, I'm gonna pull her out. And every single day, it never loses its majesty and awe and wonder, you know, that I can take so much pain and sorrow and death. I was one of those people walking in death for 2 decades. In and out of prison, in the most severe addiction that I can't even fathom. I know that I'm a miracle sitting here today, and I will never stop to help other people find that freedom. I also, you know, and basically I just want to say to our loved ones, We will not let stigma and shame silence the speaking of your name. We will honor what you meant to us, turn our grief into something of great value to others. And that really is the mission that I hold in my heart every single day. I know for myself, I still have loved ones out there. I still feel frustrated. I still feel unheard. But I am the one that also can speak up and be that voice. I'm the one that can come out of the darkness and show how that happens. And so I just want to say thank you for coming tonight. And really, you know, it's my heart's desire that we connect through our pain and redirect our burdens into action. And my wish is that we can leave that here and move forward utilizing our experience for their good, to learn to love each other with great passion, to learn what that means to each one of us. Because the opposite of addiction is connectivity and community. And that's really what we're here right now. We're coming together. We are a community. I've lost so many friends and family over the years, and that's not in vain. And so I just thank you for being here tonight and allowing this time together. And I really do have a call to action, a call to just choose love. And thank you for letting me speak.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jim Musser, and I'm also in long-term recovery from substance use disorder. A whole lot of my life has revolved around this disease, both my parents were recovering addicts. My dad died one, and they're both chemical dependency counselors, and you know, I got raised around addicts because of both my parents' work. Unfortunately, I followed that same path, and I made a lot of those same mistakes my parents made. I feel like I'm such a lucky one, really. I watched a lot of people die and suffer, and I watched a lot of families suffer, you know, mine included. You know, the pain that I put my family through, I've also overdosed a few times myself. I have 5 friends on that list, and that was the ones that I just wanted to think of real quick. I really didn't want to go through all the friends I've lost. You know, people that I've grown up with, you know, my best friends since I was a little kid. It really is. It's a lot of pain, and it really is unnecessary pain. You know, I believe, I like where she was going with, this is also an opportunity to speak about the hope, not just the pain, but the hope that, you know, these deaths aren't in vain. They're pushing something better that can come about to save lives, and there's a lot of opportunities to save lives. I feel really grateful to be a part of that. I'm very humbled as well, because every day I wake up and I say to myself, I'm still a drug addict. It doesn't just go away, unfortunately. I have to choose every day to do things so that I don't die. Because, I mean, you know, as statistics have it, you know, even one of my best friends that passed away a couple years ago, clean for 4 years and decided to use once. You know, that's the dangerous part, is like getting clean. I mean, it's so awesome and it's so inspirational. And, you know, the very scary side that a lot of people don't want to look at is all it takes is that one time relapsing, and your chances are like phenomenally greater at overdosing. And I really am grateful that there's a lot of things put in place with the Narcan and more information getting out, because knowledge is power. If we have facts instead of just things that we hear, because I mean, any of us can say, we've heard people say things that aren't true and they believe them, and that's very dangerous. So the thing is, knowledge is power. And so if we have those truths, those things that are backed by science and evidence, then we can start giving people the correct information. The more people with the correct information will change everything that's happened. This isn't the first time this has happened. This has happened with all kinds of diseases and disorders, and it's a snowball effect. And I really am grateful for all you guys that showed up. I'm, you know, so sorry for each and every one of you that's been affected by addiction. It is beyond words. And I really am. I'm so lucky to be here today. I'm so lucky to be alive. Like, it really, my 2 kids are so lucky to have a dad. And a lot of people aren't that lucky. And there's a lot of people out there that are just still suffering really bad, you know? And everybody's different. The same thing isn't going to work for everybody. It just isn't. So something that requires a lot of patience and a lot of trying and a lot of hope and, you know, a lot of motivation. And I just... hope that each and every one of you can push that message forward to all these addicts and all the people that can help make a difference. You know, start that conversation and talk about it and keep doing it. You know, it takes just a spark, like we're doing here. It's all it does. It just takes a spark, and I mean, it can change this whole town. Yeah, I'm just really grateful to be alive today, and I'm really grateful that you would let me speak. I appreciate it very much.
I just wanted to mention this gathering today, January 10th, it's really inspired by a dear friend of mine, John Green, who's in the Mattsu Valley, and his daughter, Kelsey Green, passed on this day 2 years ago. She, and I'm just gonna give a brief overview because this has really been my inspiration that we come across the state. There's several visuals going on right now across Alaska. And we have come together before in Juneau, but this is very powerful. Kelsey Green was in active addiction for many, many years. Her parents loved her very much. They did everything they could and couldn't get her into the proper supports that she needed. And I've actually been here myself, and so his story really impacts me. And I remember the day that we were trying to find supports for Kelsey. I'm friends with a lot of the people in the Mattsu Valley. You know, we're all trying to gather together as people in recovery, do things outside the box, because what we're doing is not working in our different agencies and whatnot, especially at that time and place. And so they made the best decision they could have made at that time. And Kelsey was incarcerated at Anchorage Jail. And they did not have the proper care in the Anchorage Jail, nor across the state in our different correctional facilities to care for her withdrawal. And Kelsey died there in Anchorage Prison on January 10th, 2016. She was 24 years old. Beautiful young girl, you know, beautiful. Can you just hold up her? There you go. And so across the state, this is Kelsey's aunt and her grandfather. Across the state, it really has been this push for all of us to come together and make sure that never happens to one more person. Make sure that people are held accountable. Make sure that we understand that addiction is, we cannot criminalize our way out of addiction. We've got to elevate the supports in the community. We've got to come out as people in recovery and family members that have lost loved ones, if that's possible. It's not possible for everyone. And so I take great honor, you know, of elevating Kelsey and then her family and her loved ones. John has inspired me through so much in my own journey and so many others across the state, and her mother, Kathy, as well. And so tonight is across the state. It's a remembrance, not just of Kelsey, but all of our loved ones. And so with that,
to state the obvious, but something that I think at times like this is important to acknowledge at the same time. State the obvious, we have, as a world in this northern hemisphere, emerged out of the deepest darkness of our time on the planet. And with each passing day, the light returns for a bit of time longer, and tomorrow more, and the day after that more. And it's no mistake that religious traditions that have grown up in the northern hemisphere have acknowledged the return of the light as a sign of holy presence, as a sign of the divine among us reaching out to all of creation and bathing that creation and each one of us with healing light, with illumination, with the hope that the light returns even in the deepest night. In my tradition, there is an image of the darkness not overcoming the light. And I think that's an important distinction. It doesn't say the light overcomes the darkness. Sometimes that's what we think we have to have in order to survive. Something that's glaring, undeniable, blinding. But that's not the way life often comes to us and healing often comes. It's not the promise that we will overcome so much as it is the assurance that we will not be overcome. Now that happens to some people, and you know it does because you're here because you know someone that couldn't access that light for whatever reason. And the sadness of that truth endures for you, even as it does for the world. So this isn't about what should have been. This is about what can be for those of us who are here. And so my prayer for you tonight is that you walk in the light. You honor the memories of those you have lost by bathing their memory in that light. And you recommit to fanning the embers, the sparks of their existence, that what they meant will continue to reflect what they can mean and all their goodness and their possibility. So light a candle and walk in the light together as your Creator has given you light by which you walk.
And there's so many more, of course, that are on this list. I'll work finished. Anyone who'd like to come up and say a few words, give, we'd love to have that. So, start to move forward. And some of us have a piece of paper, and if you'd like to pass it along to others, if you don't want to read, that's fine. Kelsey Green, Corey Stevens, Christopher Seaman, Jenna Miller, Chad Seacrest, Nick Kristovich, Mickey Cox, Greg Steele, Byron Byers, Zachary Gray, Jennifer Turley, Kristen Baer, Robert Spiegel, Terry Glenn Miller, Bill F., Michael Lanier, Monica, Rory Cortell Jr., Austin Felix, Josh Morris, Zach Notestein. No sign, thank you. Bryn Hafner. Brock Ignis. Eric Ignis. Christopher Hill. Brian Pinkerton. Sky Peters. Albert Stromberg. Tressa Town, Matt Hazeltine, Shane White, Ellen Estrin, Jacob Hafner, Karen Buendia. Ronnie Donley, Josh Hayward, Chuck Murphy, Jonathan Farber, Stephen Duran, Carrie Fury, Lucas Anderson, Jared Hale, Samantha Roser, Patrick Benner, Holly Ostrander, Brandy Lunsford, Scott Whalen, Adam Evans, Suzanne Hart, Cody, Nathan,
Michael Joseph Chandler, Christopher Einman, Valor Lisbon Babcock, Dylan Furs, David Fuse, Bill Malcolm, Tucker Sander, Matthew Byers, Rachel Wolf, Derek Conner Sr., Albert Larson Jr., Alexis Kuki Petla, Sky Sampson, Nicole Murphy, Matt Foy, Andrew Senefun Nelson, Crystal Sipsa, Christina Clark, Dimitri Bima, Arnold Johns, Walter Shade, Zachary Swanson, William Fletcher, Corey Cardos, Chris Moore, Michael Grasser, Samantha Griffiths, Catherine DeGrace, Brad Thornton, Steffi Friendly, Mackenzie Wallace, Eleanor Jackson, Shayla Polston, Ashley Ray Nicole England, Jake Smithick, John Paul Montgomery, Brian Schiff, Brandon Dolman, Warren Johns, Jones Jr. Kim Ewan, James Christopher Cole, Daniel Gordon, Dakota Cook, Jim Study, Val Study, Ed Study, Aaron Vincent, Marissa Furs, Crystal Chilson, Randy Pratt, Peterson, Brian Walsh, Candy Lepperson, Stephanie Nolte, Tracy Lack, Zach Johnson, Zoran, Mitchell Deanberg, Eric Matthew Rubo, Dwayne, Kevin Magnuson, Lucinda, Ellie, Anya, Summer Meyer, Paul, Carla Foster, J.C. Connors, Jessica Green, Nicole Drinkwater, Paige Harriet, Patrick Schaefer, Rebecca Gray, Reed Schwartz, Ryan Troy Tripp Jr., Sean Gaddis, Steph Reed, Shelby McMahon, Lisa Ann Charles, Robert Peterson Jr., Heather Renee Schock, Tito Bonetta, Brian Caldwell, Pete Beattie, Christelle Chilson, Tony Wilson, Scotty Dale, Michael Homer, Tistia Baller, Charlie Albright, Norma Jean, Ernest Sanford, Darlene Joe, Victor Phillips, Harry Eman, and Lily.
Todd Beeson, Amy Patricia Namoff, Christina Martin, Carla Foster, Lee Neves, Ryan Proventure, Joshua Manning, Marshall Kipler, Dale Weeks, Sean Williams, Galen Jack Atwater, Julie Kelly, Heather Teal, Jack Rutherford Jr., Eric Calkins, Summer Meyer, Patricia Case, Don Posey Jr., Courtney Jones, Maureen Stricken, Crystal DiNardi, Jesse Roach, Jesse Hoffmeister, Robert Chapman, Alex Roberts, Matt Scott, Neil Carter Weaver, Aaron Cook, Terry Ann Harrison, Benjamin Edick, Tanya Liddy, Brandon King, Zach Elton, Brandon Walden, Kevin, Caitlin Haynes, Brian Kirkland, Jacob Tyler Gregory, Crystal, Michael Marine, Jeremiah Butler, Audrey Lawson, Mackenzie Langenoff, Carl Bowie, Seth Kilgore, Randy Watson. And I didn't hear Blake Miller, so.
At this time, would anyone like to either speak a name out that wasn't spoken or say a few words?
My son was Joshua Jones, and he just died in November. I just want to acknowledge his name. He's my son, and he really suffered out here in Juneau. And I brought him back north to my my Ileocs, my relatives. I just want you guys to know he really suffered here in Juneau. I really wish he could have got help. You know, in that big book there, it says there are those two who suffer from grave emotional and mental disorder, but many of them do not recover until you have the capacity to be honest. And I don't know if he had that in him or not, but I know this treacherous drug called meth is very dangerous, and he's not going to be the last one here that's going to happen. I don't wish that on anyone. I'm angry. I'm going to still stay sober. This is just the beginning for me. It hurts. You know, normally I would go out and drink, you know. It's not fun to ask for help to bury your own son. And, you know, I felt like it was a joke. Like everyone was getting a thrill because he had mental challenges. And he would purposely go to Fred Meyer's to take something, steal then, so he could have a warm place to sleep. And the list goes on. And I'm gonna keep being strong and being kind to other homeless people. I won't give him money, but maybe I'll give him a sandwich if I have that sandwich, or a warm pair of socks. That's the only way I'm going to heal, I think, you know, because I have a lot of hurt and shame and guilt right now. So, yeah, I wish my son was on there, but I'm going to acknowledge him, Joshua Raymond Jones. Before he got mentally challenged, he went to football college, and it hit him at football college in North Dakota. He was in college. And that mental illness hit him at the age of 18. And then from then, it went downhill afterwards. But Quiana, thank you for letting me share.
I really love them lots, but
Yeah, I'm just really, just want to acknowledge her and show my love for everyone else that we have lost.
My name is Chloe, and Kara did read my daughter's father's name on the list, and he passed away 7 years ago of addiction. I don't believe in saying he died of an overdose because it was addiction that caused his death. And on behalf of my daughter, Elisa, I just wanted to say his name, and she wanted to be here, and she's working tonight, but I just want her to know that I'm thinking about her, and you know, I know she's in pain and she struggles with addiction as well. And pray for everyone that's here and that lost someone that they love. So thank you for this.
I want to put a different spin on this. Corey is my nephew.
Boy.
Corey saved a lot of people.
Yes, he did. He saved me. I would not be alive today if it wasn't for this amazing man right here.
And he did really well. And someone spoke earlier and said 4 years. I think Corey was almost seven before he had whatever episode he had. But to the day he died, he struggled. He wanted recovery. He just couldn't get there. I don't know, he needed to be back here in Juneau. I mean, I know people say Juneau is a bad place, you know. It's not bad. There's so much here for people. If they reach out, it's hard for them, really hard. But if you can reach your family and let them know there is help for them here. Kara has been fabulous with all of the stuff that her organizations have done through, not just Kara, but the people that work with her. And I just want to give Corey the glory that he deserves, because he was good. He was good.
My name is Sophia. Lost older brother. And we lost our baby sister. No, I know. Alcohol. And I know the product is right now. And what I'm doing. And thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have spent my life working with women who were abused, and there are names that we can't name, and there are so many women missing. And drugs and abuse are tied in ways that most people can't understand. I have a feeling people in this room can understand, but it's hard. It's so hard. And there are so many people that we've lost over the years, and I think sometimes it's printed in the paper as an overdose, but I didn't know what it was. And when you live with that much pain, you have to cope some way or another. And so I'm thankful for everyone to be here tonight, and for my friend Kara and Casey, who keep shining a light in those dark places. Thank
My name is Antonio Prescott, alcoholic. I was kind of, you know, woken up when I heard a brother to me, Chad Seacrest, on that list. We were in Ketchikan together. I feel like I failed him. You know, I was in prison and I wasn't there to help him in that time of his struggles. He was heavily into meth and other drugs, but mostly meth. And I just want everybody to, you know, if they see a loved one struggling, just be there for them. You know, just try to help them any way you can. I know it's hard. I know we have this tough love, but we have to show support. We have to be there and help each other. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, and I'm very glad that I came out.
My name is Jeremy Simley, and unfortunately, I have the opportunity of putting anyone's name on that list, but I stopped counting after 25. No, over 25 people on that list. Some of them are really good friends, and I didn't expect to hear their name because of an opportunity. You know, the sad situation is that nobody wakes up in the morning and decides to be an addict. You know, this disease does not discriminate. Like Kara said, recovery doesn't. My mother was murdered due to her addiction, and I followed in her footsteps, and I used it as a coping mechanism, and for a while the pain went away, and then I started seeing the chaos and destruction that I was causing in other people's lives, and for years I've been part of the problem, and I'm proud today to say that I'm an addict in recovery, and not only am I part of the solution, but I'm part of helping other people's lives change, and for me that means that I have to express three principles: understanding, tolerance, and love. Without those three, I would never be able to recover from this disease, and I mean the death of anyone that paper. So I'm grateful for those people that showed me those three principles in the fervent prayers of my grandmother that it would just click one day. You know, I asked my sponsor, I said, why do some people get it? Some people don't. He said, man, everybody has a different emotional intolerance. And that didn't make sense to me for a long time. You know, without the suffering, I would have been able to overcome this. And I wouldn't be able to reach the people that I'm able to reach that I am today because of my lived experience. So I'm grateful that I was able to go on that journey and that I survived it. And I miss all the people on that list. And so need to be here. So thanks for coming here. Thanks for showing your support. My hope is that no one else has to suffer and allow their hope to become suffocated by their suffering.
Thanks, Jeremy. Anyone else want to say a word?
Well, thank you for coming tonight. This is not the end. You know, and like we spoke about before, we are the light. This can represent our remembrance, but also the light that we carry with us and community. And I just bless you all. Thank you. Do not forget, there's amazing cookies made by Auntie Carol, Corey's aunt, my aunt, those that you know, community Auntie Carol, over in the corner there, and water as well.
Go forth to be the light.
Aww.
Be the light.